On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, it's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, Olympic gold medalist, Mr. Sean White. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. You're looking good, brother. Looking good.
Thank you.
So your Air and Style Festival is this week, and this is very cool. Some are saying like this is the best lineup yet. Major Lazer headlining.
Yep, Flume.
Now, what are you looking for as far as with the musicians?
You know, it's just a wide mix of things. I play guitar. I've been always in love with rock music, but obviously
was that a recent thing or growing up?
You know what? I won a guitar at a snowboard contest when I was like 16, and I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll try my hand at this. And then I'm the guy that likes to practice, you know? So yeah. I just sat there and figured it out and then joined a band. And did a little bit of that. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was what inspired this whole thing is my love for music. We were a touring band. We played at festivals. I knew what that was like. And I'm like, geez, I've been to, you know, sporting events since I was a little kid. So putting both of my passions together. So the action sports, sports and music festival full on.
That's an awesome combo there, man. And the fest also features some of the best snowboarders in the world, obviously, competing on a snow-covered 16-story jump. Now, how do you make that happen in downtown LA?
Dude, it's 16 stories. It's huge.
That's ridiculous.
It's pretty wild. What we have to do is we set up the ramp, and then there's this giant crane that then distributes the snow. And the snow is basically like crushed up ice, but they do it in a specific way and then distribute it over the ramp in a specific way. But, you know, a lot of people were like, why LA, you know? Wouldn't this take place better in Colorado or something like that? But the reason why I did it here is because you don't get to see it that often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're really bringing the mountains to the city.
Yeah, big
treat. So people that are like, I've never even seen snow before, let alone 16-story big air jump. And like these guys are now part of an Olympic discipline. So they've had half pipe, which I've competed in. And then there's slope style, which is a series of jumps. And now there's big air. So this next Olympics will feature these athletes that you're seeing.
Oh, wow, man. Yeah. And who are the guys to watch this weekend? Who's going to be the next star, you think?
There's a guy named Stale. Really handsome, awesome Norwegian guy. Lucky guy. Like, really, dude? he's amazing. There's a guy, Mark McMorris, a Canadian snowboarder. So those are probably the two to watch for sure.
Are Americans still pretty dominant in the sport, or is it more of like an Eastern European thing and they're kind of the real guys leading the charge right now?
It's a mix, you know. It's one of those things where today it could be those guys, tomorrow it could be one of our guys. It just kind of takes that moment of inspiration, and that's what's so great about the sport is it's not like I can hit the gym and be stronger than someone else and then go be better on the mountain. You actually have to be inspired and like invent your own tricks.
And I know you had surgery on your ankle, right?
How are you feeling? You know, it's wild. There's an injury that I had probably like 8 years ago, and I noticed it, and I'm like, all right, I got to fix this. I'd broken a little piece of bone off in my ankle years ago, and it was just finally time to get rid of it. And little gamble before the season before the Olympics, but I needed to do it, and I'm so happy I did. I'm riding better than ever. I won the last contest. It was a World Cup contest up at Mammoth Mountain. So, yeah, I'm doing it.
So I was going to say, so there's just a piece of bone just floating around in there for a while?
Yeah, it was wild. So I landed into a foam pit, like with the gymnastics use and whatnot. And you forget, I kind of didn't do the math and the fact that I'm going so fast down the mountain when I do my tricks that when I landed in the foam pit, it just stopped. And so my body kept going. I rolled over my ankle and felt this pop.
Right.
And then you don't really want to get surgery in general.
Right.
It's just a weird and the recovery time and all these things. So I was like, I'll just walk it off.
For eight years.
And then it finally was like, I was down in New Zealand training because our summers are their winters. So I was down there training and I just noticed it getting more and more achy. And I was I'm like, I don't want to have that in the back of my head for the Olympics.
So I know what you mean about, I actually need a surgery myself. I have a torn rotator cuff I've been dealing with for the longest
time.
There's no good time to do it.
Yeah.
You got to chill.
You've
been pretty lucky for the most part though, not getting like seriously injured, right? I mean, you've had a lot of like bumps and bruises. What's the worst one?
So I was 11 years old in Austin, Texas at the MTV Sports and Music Festival. And I crashed into another skateboarder, and this was like a fluke accident sort of thing. You know, normally you don't ride together on a ramp.
Yeah.
And I should have seen the signs because his partner got injured and then they subbed me in, and I was 11 years old. I was like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So we crashed and I broke my hand. I broke my foot, and then in the crash, my head hits his hip, and then my helmet moves back, and I hit the ramp, and I fractured my skull. And that was all in one hit.
That's gnarly.
Yeah.
And you're 11.
I was 11. So the best part of the story is that, you know, after all the drama, I had these big black eyes, casts on my arm and leg. I get home, I go into school, and I'm like, why does everybody look so nice? It was picture day.
Oh.
Like, oh my God. So I'm sitting there. They put me in like the corner of the class, but it's one of my favorite photos.
That's kind
of
awesome.
It's pretty good.
It's a great throwback Thursday.
That'd be my avatar.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Right?
My avatar. I'll look at all crazy. Right there. So yeah. Let me ask you, initially, was it your dad? Do you have an older brother? How did you, did you just sort of fall into it? And once you did, you fell in love with it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do. I have an older brother. He's 7 years older. And we would do like random family ski trips up to Big Bear and Snow Summit.
Because where are you from originally again?
I'm from like San Diego area. Like
what part of San Diego?
Carmel Valley.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to Mount Carmel? Or?
I went to the elementary school. And then as I got older, I started to travel so much. I did independent study.
Okay, got it.
And then Torrey Pines said they didn't find my sport legitimate, so I had to go get my high school completed somewhere else up in Carlsbad. You know
yeah.
that area?
Yeah, I'm from Chula Vista.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Right
yeah.
on.
What a trip.
So you know the zone. Yeah. So yeah. I was in Carlsbad, graduated high school there, and then it was, you know,
and
I was all
was
over.
It. But but you know, this is embarrassing to say, but being from Chula Vista, I had never even seen snow till I was like in my late teens, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never been skiing, dude.
Wow.
I've never been. I've had like a couple trips planned.
Still to this day. Oh,
yeah,
come
dude,
down.
I'm in my 40s.
18th and 19th. Come down to the event.
Yeah, go, oh, that'd be dope.
Go we'll do that.
But in all seriousness, yeah. Is it too late now? I mean, I'm pretty athletic. And is it too late? Will I jack myself up?
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you just got to take it slow. And that's the coolest part is as much as this is like, it's a sports and music festival, like a Coachella meets X Games kind of thing. But it's got like a family vibe too, where we have like kids 10 and under that get in for free, and the whole idea behind it was that they come, they see the ramp, get inspired, and then there's like full learn to ride areas. So we have coaches and people that come down from Big Bear to give lessons.
I'll be with
the whole deal.
So,
yeah,
awesome.
No, we'll set you up.
Wait until Major Lazer's on stage and then just go down the 16
exactly,
story
exactly.
thing.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll take my kids and like I'm teaching them, but really I'm the one sneaking in the lessons.
They're like, who's the new
awesome,
rider?
Who's that guy falling really, really fast?
I'm not
even be going fast at anything. Now I'm not that, because when you get old, when you're young, you're fearless, right? You
want to
do
yeah,
it.
Totally.
Now I'm like real chill. Now in my car, I'm chill.
Thing for me too. I just turned 30 recently, and I'm
happy birthday, man.
Thank you. I think about it now, though. I'm like, And you got apps. Weather looks way better tomorrow. We should come back.
Yeah.
Got a million excuses. And I'm like, you know, but that's why I love competition. You get there, and it's like you feel it, the crowd, the pressure, and you do it. You know,
you don't
think about it. You get to kind of zone out and just go for it.
And you've been competing your whole life, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, what about acting and music? What's going on in those worlds?
Yeah, I've done a couple cameos for the acting side of things, a couple TV shows, and then was it Friends with Benefits? You seen that one with Mila Kunis and Timberlake?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That's cool.
But I'm always like, that one, I play like a version of myself. So I'm me, but I'm just like super mean. To everybody. No, just to Timberlake, actually. And I'm really nice to everyone.
Well, that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So I was like, I like this role. Now, but that was fun. And then music, I played for years. I joined a little band. We put out an album with Warner Brothers and then toured with 30 Seconds to Mars and a band called Fantagram for a while, which was great. But, like, you know, we just kind of grew apart musically. The lead singer left. And then we're like, And now, obviously, like, you know, there's whole shows based around finding new singers, and it's that rough.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the room like, wow, is this my life? I'm like trying to audition singers, and, you know, the band and I were like, you know what, it's probably time. And I was now rolling into my next Olympics and stuff. So we're taking a breather, but I'm the type of person where I look at the opportunity rather than, you know, the downside of not being in a band. So now I'm actually learning how to play piano and sing.
Look at that.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I'm inspired. Never too late.
Yeah.
Never too late right there. Like the diversity. That's a good for you.
Thanks.
I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay?
Yeah, cool.
Most unusual thing you've ever eaten?
Gosh, probably this really large cow intestine in Japan. It cooks down.
A large meal? Yeah. I eat those all the time. You go to a Mexican restaurant, menudos?
Yeah, okay. It cooks down. It cooks down.
Those are those tacos you made me eat not too long ago.
Those are the meatball ones.
Yeah,
those are good. It's, they were good, though, weren't they?
No, they were great. They were great.
It's aggressive when he's roping the thing.
I mean,
down.
Yeah. That's like, to see the process, man, that's aggressive.
I didn't see it in its original form.
We had the little grill in the middle of the table, so yeah.
Craziest thing, and I'll eat anything, but Filipinos have this thing called balut, and it is a duck embryo.
Oh,
and
wow.
You crack open the egg, and you literally see the duck with the beak and the little feathers, and they get down on it. You get down. Yeah, I was one bite, and I was like, no, I couldn't
the beak? Mess with it. You eat the beak?
You eat the whole thing.
Use the beak to clean the teeth after.
It's like right?
it's like a little abortion.
Oh, this one, but it's awful. Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
A duck abortion.
Calm down. Let's strike that right there. Biggest pet peeve.
Pet peeve. Man, it's ridiculous, but I hate paying for apps. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm with you on that.
That's a great pet peeve. I'll spend money on the most ridiculous things, and then I'm like,
99 cents.
This one's $2.
Yeah.
I don't know. Funny. Like, I can kind of probably guess what the weather's gonna be. But it slays me. And then when I do buy it, I'm like, now I gotta buy it on the iPad.
But then you also feel like you need to use it, and then if you get it, and it's disappointing.
And then there's a newer one.
Yeah.
Wait till you have kids, and they'll take my daughter jacks my phone. All of a sudden, I got all kinds of apps on it.
Okay.
She purchased all these. Daddy just like, hey,
you need to put a password on that.
She knows it.
You're gonna
know the password.
Change
the password.
You're gonna go broke. Password.
You got duck embryos coming to the house.
Exactly.
Postmate.
Tell you about that celebrity crush growing up.
Growing up, wow. God, who was I in love with? That's a tough one. The first was probably who's in Greece? The girl from Greece.
Livia Nguyen-John?
Nguyen-John. Oh, you went way back.
That was way back. It was like we only owned really three VHSs. It was like
watched the same movies over.
I remember it was like Greece, the Blues Brothers, and then it was like a totally pirated tape of like Jim Carrey's SNL skits.
Huh.
I don't know. That was like all we had. And we had a little van that we traveled in, you know, my family to make ends meet to get to the competitions and stuff. And those are like.
You're watching those movies.
That was really the only girl
That's all right. Those
Olivia.
Are good ones. Those are good. I like them. That hustle. That's great. What's something on your bucket list?
Bucket list. I've done a lot of things, guys. Bucket list. I've never really been to. India or done like there's the Darjeeling Limited, that movie with the train. I've always wanted to kind of do the train ride through somewhere.
You ride on the roof.
Simple things, you know. I mean, to be honest, like it's as funny as people like, well, what do you do when you get home? And I'm like, man, I go to the movies or I go to Whole Foods. Like, you know what I mean? It's very, very simple things.
Just
kind
of chill out.
Yeah, but I think doing something like that would be really, really fun.
Is LA home now?
LA is, yeah.
Nice.
I moved up when I was about 21 years old. Yeah.
And then, so is Big Bear, where do you go for just to train?
Yeah. So pretty wild as things go on is a Big Bear and Snow Summit recently sold to Mammoth Mountain.
Oh. Okay.
And Mammoth, during that process, I didn't know. And I was actually going to try to buy the mountain. I was like, let's check it out. You know, you never know. It's my home resort.
Oh, wow.
So I called Mammoth and I'm like, look, I'm doing my event in LA. We got a bunch of stuff going on. And we had a promotion at the time to give free lift passes to people that came to the event to get them up to Mammoth. I'm like, let's make this official. So I actually am now a part owner in Mammoth Big Bear and Summit Ski Resort.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, which is amazing.
I know someone that owns a mountain.
So it's so funny. I forget. And then I'm like getting on the chairlift and someone's like, morning, boss. Like, all right.
That's tight. Cool. Good for you, man.
Fair enough. Yeah, so I'm going to be training up there. It's having the most amazing winter, by the way. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, because the rain and everything.
We'll be training into the summer, getting ready for the next Olympics. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome.
Mammoth.
And last question, who plays you in your life story?
Oh, man. Is this how I ask you today? Is this that moment? You'd have to really get into care. Chula Vista, it's close to the home.
No, I was not setting you up for that, but I'm down. I've got range.
Okay. I figure. Yeah.
See, my man knows what. That's why he's a savvy businessman.
There we go.
Right now. Well, listen, the Air and Style Festival is this weekend. Sounds awesome. You can follow him on Twitter @SeanWhite. Sean, thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you, guys.
That was awesome. On with Mario Lopez.